Thank you. What a joy, what a blessing, what a privilege and honor it is to be able to come to your place to listen again. We are grateful for God loving us and saving us and giving us everlasting life. If you've been saved and born again, you don't have to hope for it. You ought to possess within you eternal life. If the Son of God's alive in you, He came when He saved you and forgave you, cleansed you and sanctified you and made you worthy through His atoning blood. He gave you the free gift of eternal life. He said, "My sheep have eternal life. They won't ever perish. No man's able to pluck them out of my hand." What a great salvation, a pure, perfect, complete salvation. The Bible said the spirits of just men made perfect. He's perfected that was lacking on your behalf, which you couldn't do within yourself, that is, reconcile yourself back to God Almighty. It took a spotless lamb, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the world ever was, He was in the very beginning. All things were created by Him and for Him and for the good pleasure of His will. He's the only potentate, the only authority between God and man, the only mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. He's on the right hand of the Father on the real mercy seat in heaven itself, intercede for the saints according to the will of God, and can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities in all points tempted. We are yet without sin. What a Savior. What a wonderful Savior that He is. And by the way, there's none other name under heaven given among all mankind whereby the world must be saved. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He's the only Savior, the only name, the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by Him. He's the door of the legion of the sheepfold. If you're found guilty before God of trying to enter any other way, you'll be the same as a thief and a robber, and you'll be cast out in that day. Thank God for His saving, amazing, marvelous grace. Grace and an unmerited favor. That's something you don't deserve, something you cannot obtain within yourself. God commended His love toward us in that while we were sinners, Jesus died on our behalf. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I've been made righteous or right in the sight of God Almighty, not by anything that I've done, but what He done, and what He done in me, sanctifying me, cleansing me, and forgiving me of my sin. Now to believe on Him, that is to trust in Him, accept Him as one personal Savior, for it's where the heart man believeth, and the righteous with the mouth of confession is made unto salvation. And when you believe on Him, that is, you receive Him as your personal Savior, then, beloved, you've got to repent. The Bible said, except repent, you'll all likewise perish. We're not talking about being sorrowful that sin caught up with you. I'm talking about being sorrowful that you sinned against God, and you're willing to come with that broke heart, that contrite spirit, that's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. You yield your will to the will of God, and you accept Him. That is, you turn from sin, and you come to Him just like you are. You call on Him for mercy and forgiveness. Whosoever shall call upon the name of God, not tongue in cheek, mind in mouth. That's what most folk have today, and it great grieves my heart. They don't really know any better. They think because their so-called pastor told them, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved. And they thought it was the mind with the mouth. They didn't know anything about with the heart, that is the inner being, the immortal, eternal being, that's housing that earthly house, that spirit and soul, beloved, inside you. That's the eternal man. And beloved, it's talking about the heart, that is the soul. When one really calls on Him and broken, contrite about oneself and sins and give their selves up and give their will over to the will of God and accepts Him into the heart as their personal Savior. And in doing so, you're going to determine in your mind, your heart, you're going to live for Him. And He becomes Lord and Savior of your soul. And when He saves you, He gives you without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water whereby you'll never thirst again. And when I got saved, before I was saved, I hungered and thirsted for the world. I was looking for satisfaction. I was looking for something to satisfy the empty vacuum that was on the inside of me. And it never did satisfy me. It excited me. And I was enjoying the pleasure of sin for season. But I can truly say, when I got saved, when I finally gave up my will over the will of God, and I asked God to have mercy upon me, a sinner, a young man born of understanding, blinded by the God of this world, my mother's prayers called up with me, and I rendered my will to the will of God, and my heart was doing all the speaking. I asked Him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. And like the psalmist said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his trouble. Boy, what a change it made. The old man died. The old man was crucified, put in brand new newness of life. I had new desires, a new nature, divine nature, and beloved, I walked in newness of life. And if that's not happened to you, it's evident you're not saved. The Bible said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, they're new creatures, old things pass away, all things become new to you. And I know it's any man, because man, mankind, that's what it's speaking about. If any person be in Christ, they're new creatures, old things pass away, all things become new to you when you get converted and saved. If that's not happened, it's evident you're not saved. You've got a dose of religion, that is a church membership, a case of the new betters, and turning over a new leaf, or the case of the feel good, or feel better. And beloved, you do things that are good, it makes your heart feel better, and it should. You've got a God-given conscience, you know, right and wrong. When you do things that's right and good, it makes the heart feel good. But when you do things that are bad, it condemns you, and your heart is condemned. And because of sin, you have a condemned heart. The Bible said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When you get saved, He puts a divine nature in you, a new nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and in your old nature, beloved, is cast out. That's not to say you don't still have temptation in this wretched, rotten flesh. You do have, and will have, you get out of this vile body. But I'm glad, thank God, there'll be a time coming, thank God, when this old body's going to give up the ghost, the spirit, whether by the undertaker or the undertaker, makes no difference to me. For me to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. I said, if they lay this old tabernacle, this house that I'm housed in, beloved, and of course it's corrupt by nature, shaped in iniquity and born in sin, makes no difference to me. The only thing that I put in the ground is a deposit of this old body, this house that I was tabernacle in. I'll get up and I'll get out. Thank God, the Christian, it said, for the Christian to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. I know that. I'm positive of that, beloved. I've been knowing that, thank God, for nearly 48 wonderful years. And you cannot be saved and not know it. It's a total impossibility. There's no way into God's heaven you can be saved and not know it. The Bible said, you know you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. The Bible said, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Loveth, I feared it before I got saved. I knew it was the word of God. I had me a great big Bible in my home. Had a wonderful wife, very sweet, and she didn't near as sinful as I was. Her life was very good compared to mine, but she needed the same Savior that I did, and He become her personal Savior right after I got saved. She's seen enough of the Lord and a change in me to know that there was something real and good about what God done for me, God done inside me. So she come for herself, and she was converted a short time after that I was. Now all of sin, everybody's a sinner, everybody's guilty of sin. You have a sinful nature, a depraved nature, an Adamic nature because of Adam's fall and Adam's sin. And Adam, we all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. Doesn't matter, no difference what you try to do, how much you try to escape death. That's an appointment you're going to meet, an appointment you cannot get out of. It's an appointment unto men wants to die. The appointment wants to die. Now, you don't have to die a second death. The appointment of the first death, beloved, that's a positive. You cannot escape it. You will not escape it. And Adam, we're all going to die. There's no discharge in the war of death. And that's, of course, let me tell you something. The second death, beloved, that is, if you die in sin, that's an eternal death. You don't want to die in sin and die and go to hell, beloved. Lift up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation, and a fire will be unquenchable, but it won't ever go out. And the smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up ever and ever and ever. Be no rest day nor night. Eternally alienated, eternally separated from God Almighty. God have mercy on you. You don't have to. Let it go to hell. He died on your behalf. He went to hell for you. The Bible said He didn't suffer His Holy One to see corruption, nor left His soul in hell, beloved, but He got up from the grave. He had the taste of death and hell, beloved, in the grave. He had to conquer sin And he was the perfect spotless lamb, the lamb without spot, and the lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. And beloved, his death pleased the Father. He ripped the veil from top to bottom, making a way into the holiest of holies, where only the high priest had come one time, once a year, the day of atonement, and not without blood. Blood for his own sin, then for the sin of the people. He could not sit down, beloved. He had to minister about inside the holiest of holies and sprinkle the blood and all the holy things inside there. Didn't come out, beloved. That signified the way had not been made. The price had not been paid. But when Jesus died and gave up the ghost at Calvary, that old veil lay back in Jerusalem. It separated the holy place from the holiest of holies. Went from top to bottom. Praise God. He made the way inside there. The Bible said that we can come boldly. That means with confidence, beloved. Not by anything we've done, but what He done. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, nobody come to the Father but by Him. He is the way. He died for our sins. And beloved, he that knew no sin became sin. Thank God for you and I that might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If you expect to get to heaven, it'll be through the blood of His cross. If you expect to live forever in a perfect environment, beloved, you'll have to be perfected. That is, your spirit will have to be justified. If the spirits of just men made perfect, inside me that's perfect. If it were not perfect, He could not tabernacle. It became perfect by His atoning blood. He took my sin and bore my sin in His own body on the tree. Now the outside, this old man, this old house I'm housed in, I'm living in, it's satanic. Beloved, it's depraved, it's wretched, and Satan, he tries to work on me. Now he can't work in me because that's where Jesus lived, but He certainly work on me, beloved, and He does every day. He works on every human being in the flesh, saved or unsaved. Any unsaved, He's working not only on them, but in them. They're blinded by the God of this world, beloved, and He's their God. And I'm talking about spiritually speaking. He's their God. He's their Father, beloved, and He manipulates and controls them and uses them as much as He possibly can. They need help. Everybody needs help. We all need help. We're all guilty before God. Thank God I've just been justified. Not by what I've done, but what He done for me and in me almost 48 wonderful years ago. He'll save you if you want Him to. He'll not force you. He'll not make you. This is all free will. God gave us a free will. We can make choices. And beloved, you're making choices every day that you live. You need to learn to make good choices. The best choice you could ever make is when God gives you an opportunity and a place of repentance that you give up yourself. Yield your will to the will of God. Bring your broke heart. That's the only sacrifice you can bring. The Bible said the sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's a sacrifice that God cannot and will not despise. Beloved, He'll accept you into the beloved. He'll cleanse you, sanctify you, justify your spirit, put a divine nature in you. God in you, Christ is hope of glory. And I can promise you, your life won't ever, ever be the same. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, they're new creatures. Old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about being born again. Not a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. I'm talking about being saved from sin. The only way to get to heaven is through the blood of His cross. You try to come up some other way, you'll be the same as thief and robber, and you'll be cast out in that day. God have mercy on you. Beloved, I hope you'll go to heaven. You don't have to die in sin and go to hell. His blood made the atonement. Beloved, He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man, nobody come to the Father but by Him. Now God's highly exalted Him and gave Him a name above every name. And there is another name under heaven given among men by all the world must be saved. Now see, my time just about gone. Write to us. Pray for us. God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. I hope you'll get saved. Amen.